And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 16th of November, 2012. It's the birthday of W.C. Handy, born Florence, Alabama, 1873, the son and grandson of Methodist ministers who did not approve of his going into the music business. They expected him to become a minister. He became a piano player, went on the road with bands, wound up in Memphis, and he became the first person to write down the music that would become known as the blues. His first song, Memphis Blues. Later, his most famous song, St. Louis Blues. He was the first person to write sheet music for it and to make it accessible for mass consumption. It's the birthday of the novelist Andrea Barrett, born Boston, 1954, author of fiction about botanists, oceanographers, geologists. Her novel, The Voyage of the Narwhal, came out in 1998. It's the birthday of the novelist Chinua Achebe, born in Ogidi, Nigeria, in 1930. His great uncle was the man who first received European missionaries into his village. His father was an early convert to Christianity. Achebe, the boy, was baptized as a Christian, spent his childhood reading the Bible every day. Went to a school run by Europeans, read Charles Dickens and Jonathan Swift and Joseph Conrad. His novel, Things Fall Apart, came out in 1958, one of the first novels ever written about European colonization from the point of view of the colonized. And it's the birthday of the novelist José Saramago, born in a little village northeast of Lisbon in 1922. Parents couldn't afford an academic school, so he went to a technical school, became an auto mechanic. His first novel, Land of Sin, came out when he was 24 years old. Then he stopped writing fiction for the next 30 years, until in his mid-50s, unemployed, blacklisted by the government for his political activities, he went back to writing fiction. His novel, Raised from the Ground, about three generations of a peasant family, and his novel Blindness in 1997. A year later, 1998, José Saramago won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear at the Vietnam Memorial. The last time I saw the name Paul Castle, it was printed in gold on the wall above the showers in the boys' locker room next to the school record for the mile. I don't recall his time, but the year was 1968, and I can look across the infield of memory to see him on the track, legs flashing, body bending slightly beyond the pack of runners at his back. He couldn't spare a word for me, 2 years younger, junior varsity, and hardly worth the waste of breath. He owned the hallways, a cool blonde at his side, and aimed his interests further down the line than we could guess. Now, reading the name again, I see us standing in the showers, naked kids beneath his larger, comprehensive force, the ones who trail obscurely in the wake of the swift, like my shadow on this gleaming wall. At the Vietnam Memorial, a poem by George Bilgear, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by PBS, presenting The Dust Bowl, a new film from director Ken Burns, starts Sunday at 8, 7 Central, on PBS. And by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.